Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Test. We are in a problem. Mem Chesam Beis by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom. Lema Kitanoi. So we had a discussion yesterday about Imachlukas, Rav and Rav Yochanan, about paying partial payment. Nothing wrong to say. Maybe it's Machlukas Tanayim. Lema Kitanoi. Let's say it's Machlukas Tanayim. Hamalvis Chaver Lamashkan. Let's say somebody goes and lends his friend money with a mashkan. In other words, he gives over a mashkan along with it. Malvis chaveru. V'nichnasa shmita. And shmita comes in, which means you have to get rid of all loans. Afal pish eino shava ela plag. Even though the pikadon there is only worth half of the loan, eino mashamit, the loan is not canceled. Rashi says, come on, first, so we're going to explain what that is. Dibber mishamim galiyar. But Yehuda, nasi omer, emoy mashkan keneged alva. So if the mashkan is keneged alva, then it mashamit, then it's not. It's not canceled out. Vim lav, mashamit, if not, it is canceled. Now, what are we talking about in the first place? We know that whenever Shemitah comes, all loans are null and void. They're nullified. But here we seem to be saying that depends on certain circumstances. Now, my enu mishamit to come from mishamit gamliel. What does it mean when he says it's not mishamit? Elim mekenegdo, if you want to say, it means that only the amount of the loan that's equal to that he left over there is not going to be mishamit. The mechado b'yehuda nasi savar lahach palga nami mishamit. That would imply that b'yehuda nasi is saying that even that part is mishamit, is nullified. Beep, turn the page. Memtes. Elamashkan tenakid lamalei. But then, what is it that he has this mashkan for? If it doesn't help you anyway, then what's the purpose of even having it in the first place? Ella, lav shami noa, my enu mashamit to come from shamit. What does it mean when he says that? Enu mashamit bukulo. It means it's not canceled at all. Even though it's only worth part of the loan, it's not canceled. Umay mashma de kamer b'yudan anasi. And what? And umay mashamit de kamer b'yudan anasi. And what b'yudas manasi is saying is that lahach palga de lona ketalei mashkan. When he says that the loan is canceled, it's the part of the loan that he doesn't have any sort of mashkan on. So it was that part of it. Ubaha kamifke, and this is what Rishim Gamliel Ridonasi are arguing. Rishim Gamliel Savar, Kineged Kulahu Kone, that a mashkan, even if it's only with part of the loan that's given, is going to be Kone, the entirety of the loan. Ridonasi Savar, Kinegdohu Kone, no, it's only Kineged, that which is the value of what it's worth. So we see that the Simachlogis Tanaim, that we saw Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav says that a partial payment for buying something affects only the part that's corresponding to the value, and that's Rav Yehuda Nasi. Same idea that the Pikadon only protects part of it. Rav Yochanan says that a part of it affects the entire thing. He agrees with Shimon Gamliel that this affects the whole thing. And for the Gemara, lo, not a raya. My enu mashamit da kamer Rav Shimon Gamliel. What does he mean when he says that? Lahach palga nukat le mashkin. It means only the part of the loan which he holds. Even that's going to be mashamit. How's that helping you? What do you do it for? That just means it's just a reminder to say that you got to pay it back eventually. Story time. Rav Kahana Yavule Zuze Akitna. Once upon a time in a faraway land. So there were people that gave Rav Kahana money in order to buy linen. It was a down payment that they gave in order to get something. Lasof Iker Kitna. Then later what happened was it went up in value and Rav Kahana wanted to go back on it. Also came to Rav Kim in front of Rav Amalei. He says, Bamai de Nikitas Zuze Havlu, the money, the linen for the money that was already taken, give that to them. And ve'idach devarim ninhu. The rest of it is words. Devarim ein behem mishum mechusari amana. And words is not considered a mechusari amana. It's not against like that we can, people aren't going to be able to trust you anymore. The itmar devarim. Because the Itmar says devarim, but when it comes to the idea of words, Rav Amar Ein Behem Mishum Mechusar Mana, that there's no issue when it comes to Rav Yochanan Amar Yeshu Mechusar Mechusar Mana. He argues and says there is a problem of Mechusar Mana. Now, May Svei Frakta Gemara, Rav Yosef Yehuda Omer, Ma Talmud Lomer Hin Tzedek. What does that mean when it says in the Pasuk, A hin tzedek. A hin is a type of measurement. Tzedek means that it's correct. It's a proper type of measurement. It's talking about your scales and your weights have to be the proper scale measurements. Now, hin is included in the word eifa that's also in that same pasuk. Elo lomecha is going to tell you, she hein shelcha tzedek. That means that the hein, when you say yes, it says klomer, kishatam edaber hein, olav kaim dvarecha vatzedekosam. If you say something, you say yes or no, uphold your words. Now, be honest. She hein shelcha tzedek v'lav shelcha tzedek. And for the Gemara, Amar Abaya, who shall lo yidaber echa bepev echa belev? That price means a person shouldn't say one thing with his mouth, but another thing in his heart, right? Like, be honest with it. Now, this is not where a friend's idea, what Rav said over here, which is only to one who was sincere at the time of his commitment. He decided to go back later on. So he wasn't echa bepev echa belev. At the time he said it, he really meant it, and then he changed his mind later on.
Even though we'd learned that the taking the talus acquires a golden dinar, not to flip.
This is a halacha that he's able to back out of it, even though he shouldn't.
Aval amru, but they said, Misha par man shidor mabel, man shidor flag out, hu asa li par man mishena omer b'diburo.
You can go out of it, but you should know that you're going to get a Misha para for doing this. We said a moment ago that Rav said it's not a problem. It's not a chusar man to go into back out of it. The Gemara says that the way the Rav sees it, isn't knocked out because there's another way, the kistanoi, it's a machlok kistanoi. The Tanan, there's another side. The Tanan, we looked at the Mishnah, coming up on Pei Gimel, Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Shamar Levno, there's a story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya who said to his son, say, Uschor Lanu Polim, go out and hire Polim, go get workers for us. Halach Pasak Lehem was on us. So he went, he hired some peeps, and he also committed he's going to give them food. When he came to his father, he said to him, "Bini, I feel it to Oselahem Kesuda Shlomo Shaito. Even if you were to do like Shlomo in his time, Loyitz's day Chovaschim, you wouldn't be able to do the Chov. Shem Bini Avraham Tziv Yaakov, because they're the children of Avraham Tziv and Yaakov. So you offer the food without saying how much. Now they could say they want the best of the best foods over here. Ella Ad Shaluya Schilu Malacha. Before they start." Save everyone, but go tell them, Amenash in lechem alai, el pasuk kith zovad. That I hire you only on tonight that you can't claim from me, except bread and beans. That's it. Now, v'isakadaita, if you wanted to say, dvarim yesh behem yish b'chusar amana, the words have because of chusar amana, then hechi amale zil hadabach, I can say, go back on that which you said. The words have a thing with chusar amana. So we see Yochanan ben Masya holds that's mutter to go back on words. So he argues with the Tana of the previous one, meaning Rabbi Shimon, who says that you shouldn't go back on some sort of on a word.
Says Gemara, maybe not shiny hutsu. Maybe that case is different. Really, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya really is maskim to Rabbi Shimon that he says you don't go back on your word. And the reason why he's doesn't do it over here is shiny hachad the polem gufayu lo samcha daitayu because the workers themselves didn't rely on what he said. My time of why? Because maybe yadei da alavua samach. They knew that there was samach on the father, and his words don't really mean anything. And therefore, he was able to go out into, so to speak, back out. So this is going to be, if that's really true, that he didn't take it seriously, I feel he's skilled with machanami, even if he would have started the work, you also get a back that on it. So why is he only before they start the work? This is the Gemara. No, he's skilled with malacha vadis of the tayu. If they started the work, then there was some of das in him. Amru, because they would say, Meimar Amr kame davu avinichale, he said it in front of his father, and he was okay with it. Rashi says, Kvar odia masha ma pasak, a lot of insta that he's okay with doing such a thing.
Frak the Gemara, really? Did he really say this? Is Rav Yochanan really of the opinion that if you go back on a verbal shtickle, that that's a lack of nemanus? If someone says I have matana for you, then Yachalachsav is able to go back on it. Yachal, Frak the Gemara, first of all, hold on a second. Is able to go back on it? What does that mean? Pshita, of course he can go back on it because there was never any sort of thing that happened. The guy never took possession of the gift, and therefore you can't be forced to go out to have to give it. Says Rashi, V'kasha lan yachal pshita dahalom mashach ve'in koch basin lechufo. You can't go out and just like force a guy. Ela mutalach sabo. It means it's mutter for him to go back on it. Says Rashi, Ela vade al karch mutalach sabo kamar. Vashmina da filu chisar na manalach. It's not even an issue of mechusar amana. Oh, so what do we see here? This of Yerub Yochan is kind of going against what he said before, that if you go back on a verbal shtickle, when you go and you say something, that it's not, there's an issue of namanus. So here we seem to say that there's no issue of namanus. What you going to do that? What you going to do with that? Papa says, Moder B'yochan b'matana mu'etes t'samcha daitayu. B'yochan's maskim, he agrees by a small gift that you shouldn't go back on it because the people go out and they believe you. Rashi says, She'in mutter lachser mishum t'samcha daitayu de mekabala dibura. V'chiamer mutter lachser bo b'matana meruba kamar. Delo samcha daitayu. The mekabel de lekaimayu ledibure. Right? If someone goes and says it's a small little shtickle over here, so then the people that he's saying it to, so then they believe him. That's what he's going to do. And if he goes back, that's going to be a problem with namanus. But when Ryuchan says mutter to go back on something when you say just from a dibur, he's talking about a very big one. Someone says, I'm going to give you a brand new house. So then that person's not really sure if the guy's going to really do it or not. And therefore, you're allowed to go back on it because there's never so much dasa in the first place. So now they're going to show Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, one cannot go back on even a small one. You can't go back on a small one. Hachem Stabber, Rabbi Avo, Amr Yochanan, Yisrael Shamar Leben Levi. If Yisrael says to a Levi, Yisrael says, Kol Levi, Kori Ben Levi, every Levi is called a Ben Levi. It says, Kor Meiser, Yishli Biyadi, there's a core of Meiser for you that I have. I says, She Yisarti me Pirosai vet Nenulach, I took it off, I'm going to give to you. Ben Levi, Rashai La Soso, Trumas Meiser, Amakom Acher. The Levi is a mutter to make it Trumas Meiser for some other mice that he has from somewhere else. And Levi is to off Trumas Meiser. As a shall leave him afresh Meiser the coin, Meiser and a Meiser is called Trumas Meiser. Now, if you say that he saw now that he'll go back on what he saw and he does, Mishum Hachir Yishai, therefore the Levi is able to go and take off Trumas Meiser, even though he didn't get it. Aliyah Amar to Mutzil Madabe is able to go back on it. Amar Rashai, why would it be mutter to go ahead and take off Trumas Meiser before he got it? Maybe he's going to go back on it. Ishtakach to Ka'achil Tvalim. And then it's going to come out that he's eating Tevel. So what do you see here? Kum to Chois. That even though Rabbi Yochanan allows going back on Matana, he agrees that going back on a small one is Usir. So that's Gemara and Tanarai. Alchemai Iskinon. What are we talking about? Kagon Shinatlo Mimenu. We're talking about a case where the Levi took Meiser from the Yisrael, v'chazer v'kidu aslo, and then went back and he put it back and he gave it back to him. It was mafkid by him. He left it over for some, he left it by the Yisrael. Now it belongs to the Levi. Of course he's allowed to do that. According to this, then this whole shtikal of Rabbi Yochanan is not relevant to what's going back and going back anymore. Says Gemara, nah, ihachim is seifa. If that's really true, that the Levi already took it, then look at the seifa of Rav Yochanan. Nasna leben Levi acher, if the Yisrael and gave the Meiser to another Levi, ain't all love ela tarumas, the first Levi is nothing against him except for tarumas. Tarumas means he can be complained against him. Rashi says, ain't all love, ain't all leben Levi rishon al Yisrael zeh, ela tarumas, sheftichol betuchlas. The most he can do is complain this guy didn't keep his promise. If you want to think that Yochanan is talking about Kigon, Shinatla Mimeda, that he took him a chaser of Kilotzlo, and is mafkid by him, Amai Ein Lo Elav El Taruma. So he's talking about Kevin de Meshachi, the Mashche Memono, Isli Gabeit, it belongs to him. Allah Shmamina must be Bidalomatlo, it's with Levi, he didn't take it back, Shmamina. Yeah, that makes sense. Back to what we were saying, it's a small gift, and therefore he's able to go and take off on it because we know that he can't go back on it. Story time. Ahu gaver de yov zuse ashum shemi. Ashum shemi. There was a guy who gave money for shumshum, rechov shumshum, for sesame. Lasof hikar shumshumi. Then eventually what happened? Before he ended up taking it, the value of it went up. And hajib behuv armalei leslan shumshumi. The sellers went back on and they said, we don't have any sesame. Shkol zuzach, come and take your money. Like, what do you want? We don't have it. Lo shakol zuzach, he didn't take it. Ignov, the money was stolen from those people. Also came to the rabbi, they came from Rafa. Amalei says to him, Rafa says to the buyer, came into Amar Lecha, shkol zuzach, lo shakol zuzach. Since they said, come and take your money, he said not to. Lo mi boi shomer sachar de lo havi, halafil shomer chinim nami lo havi. Not only are they not considered shomer sachar, like paid shomerim, they're not even called a shomer chinam at this stage. Rashi says, pashu b'shmirasim p'tum, even though they were poshea, they would be pater. Amalei rabbanon or Rava, the rabbanon said to Rava, I have a habayi l'kabuli alei mi shepara, but the seller has to get a mi shepara here, right? Because they're not allowed to back out. Rashi says, v'doma lo havi mekabel v'shtakach d'zuzi didhu havu. Really, it's theirs. Amar lehu, he says, machinami. Yeah, they do. They get any shapara. That is, it's like a manav shach situation. Rashi says, machinami, o mishalim ashum shamin, o yikavu mishapara. That is that the sellers are not off the hook from taking responsibility for the money unless they accept the mishapara. But if they say, no, I'm not accepting this mishapara, then okay, then they have to take care of that original money and then they have to now go ahead and make sure that they pay back. Amr of Papi. Amr of Ravina, Lididi Amr Liah Humi Rabbanan. There was a Humi Rabbanan said to me, the Rav Tavushme, that was his name. Farmalar of Shmo Bar Zutrashme, some say that was that. The Yehavu Yavi Le Kol Chalola de Alma, that even if they give him all the money in the world, all the hidden money in the world, Lavi Kamashami Debure, he would never go and change from his words. Pididi Avi Uvda. And it was me that happened with the shum shumim, with that whole storyline we just said with the sesame. It says also my said the shum shumim ayadi haya felokin haya sheilu. That's not what happened. It's not, the facts are off. Sheilu kibaltim lasesa shum shumim lo yisichosbi. If I would have taken it upon myself, I wouldn't have went back on it. Bechol chalalu shel olam velo al kain banu ledin elakachay. Because now this is what happened. Hahu yoma. Apanya the Mali Shabsavi. That day it was Friday and it was getting almost Shabbos. Vahavi Sivna Vasahu Gavra Vakaya Baba. I was sitting chilling, I was by my house. And then there's this guy who came and stood by my door. Amali, he said to me, Islak Shumshu Lazmune, do you have sesame for sale? Beep, turn the page. Memtisma base. Amali lo. So I said, I'm really low. He said, no, I don't have any shumshumi to sell for you. Amalei said to me, let this money be for a pikah done by you. I'm being mafkated by you. Because it's getting dark and it's going to be Shabbos and I'm on the road. What do I do? Amalei ha besa kamach. Said to him, here is the house in front of you. Right? In other words, you can put it over here. But it's on you if something happens. Osvinu bebeisa veignuf, and he put the money there and it got stolen. Also came from Rava, came from Rava. Amalei said, kol ha beisa kamach. Anytime a person says loshon like that, lomi bayi shomer sachar de lohavi, none is not a shomer sachar, lefila shomer chinam nami lohavi, it's not even shomer chinam. Amalei, I said to him, this person, this rabbi, v'ha amalei rabbanon de Rava, but the rabbi said to Rava, that sesame guy, he should accept it upon himself a mishapara. Which, in such a lesson, that means that there was some sort of deal that was gone back on. What do you mean? How do you deal with that? Farmali said back to him, that never happened. The rabbanan never said that this guy should get a mishapara. Just a story never even occurred. Okay, zok the next part of the Mishnah. Anyone who has the money in their hands, they have the upper hand by having the money. Now, Tanya Rilington Abraisa, Amr Rabbi Shimon. Amasai Bizman Shakesef Apiris Biad Mocher. When can the seller back out of the deal, as she says, Emesa Yish Chazar B'davar, as much like Kesef Upeiros B'yad the Mocher. That is when the money and the peiros are in the hands of the seller. Rashi says, "Diachol mocher lachsebo do ukminu de ukminu rabbanan birshuse lechazar lechazra kihechi de litzach veleitzel." That the rabbanan allowed them to go back on it to cause him to go and protect the stuff from any sort of danger. Afal kesef b'yad mocher, if the money is in the hands of the seller. Upiris be'adu keach, but the produce is in the hands of the buyer. Einu yachal achsavu, he's not able to go back on it. Mepnei shekasva be'adu, because the money's in his hands. Rashi says, mash b'shalo keach, kibel kvar kasva. He already got his money. So the Gemara, be'adu, the money is in the buyer's hands, be'ad mocherhu. It's in the seller's hands. Ela mepnei shedemei kasva be'adu. What does it mean? It means the seller can't back out because the value of his money is in his hands. The buyer already has the stuff that he paid for. So it's already a done deal. So it's going to pshita. Obviously, he can't go back at that stage. It's a total sale and it's done. And it was mashicha and everything's finished over here. So what are you talking about? Amarava, achamai skin, what are we talking about? Kigon shahaisa aliyah shelokeach muskeres bed mocher. Talking about a situation where the buyer's aliyah's attic was rented to the seller. He was renting it. So now, how does that work? Taima mai takina rabbanan mashicha. What's pshat to the chachamim, the rabbanan? They set up the buyer's taking it, will finish it off rather than paying the money. Why is it that it has to be mashicha? Gezer shamir melo nishvachitecha aliyah. Maybe he's going to say that, oh yeah, sorry, your stuff got burnt in the attic. Halchei b'rishus de lokeglin, over here, it's already in the rishus of the buyer because he rented out that attic. Inafa deleka ba'ones, if a fire breaks out in the state and it's a massive ones, iu tarach ha'maisilei, then the buyer is going to go and he's going to be tariach to go and take care of it. So there's no need, in this case, the idea of Mashicha in order to cause him to go and to save it, because that's the seller to save it, because it's already in the hands of the buyer. Story time. Hahu gavra, the yav zuzeachamra, is a person that paid money for wine. L'sof shamad ha-kabayi l'minsevei, the v'pirzak wufila. And later, what happened was, he didn't even take it yet, and he heard that there was a, by Parzik, there was this guy coming to take it all. Rashi says, Shema Sar, the official of that area, Rufila, Mishnah Lamelech, he was like the second guy. They were going to come and take all wine. Amalei Havli Zuzi. So he said back, you know, give me back my money. Labinechem, I don't want the wine because it's going to be stolen from me. It's going to be taken back from the officers of the king. Also came to Rav Chista, came in front of Rav Chista, Amalei, and he says to him, Kederich Shetiknu Mashicha B'mochrin, just like the Chamim set up Mashicha for sellers. The seller can go back until the buyer takes the stuff. So too, they set up Mashicha for the buyers, that the buyer can go back until he actually takes the stuff. Therefore, the buyer, he's okay, he can get his money back. Rashi says, Lachsor b'ach l'kuchos, he's able to go and to back out. Okay, Zakta the next Mishnah, we're getting into the world of Onah. Onah is when you pay too much or too little. That is that you can charge me for something, but you can't charge me a ridiculous overprice of what's going on. And not only that, I can't, if it ends up being that I pay you for something either too much or too little, then we have to see what the deal is. Ha'ona arba'a kesef me'esrim ve'arba kesef lasela. Something called ona, that's when you're paying too much or too little. So it's 4 silver ma'os out of 24 silver ma'os that make up a sela. Shtus l'makach, which comes out to being 1/6. So if it ends up being that a person paid, overpaid or underpaid 1/6, then that's an issue. Ad masa mutter l'achsir. Until when is it mutter for the person who got messed over to back out on the whole thing and say, pay me, you know, for this amount, you know, that you owe me over here. Rashi says, mi she nis'an, of the person who got So now this is Gemara. Until there's enough time for him to show this the thing that he bought to the to a seller, a merchant, or to his relative in order to work it out. Rashi says, if he waited longer than that, so then he was mochel all that money. Hari b'tarfen b'lod b'tarfen he paskin l'lod ho'na shmona kesef me'asim v'arba kesef l'sela shalish l'mekaf. It comes out to be a third of what's going on. He said it's not like we said 1/6, but rather it comes out to a third. Yeah. So let's say something really in market value is $36. If you say ona is a sixth, you can't overcharge me more than a sixth, or I can't underpay you a sixth. Let's say overcharging a sixth would be, then if something is $41, $42, then it's going to be a problem. You have to return it. And if you say it's a third, then you have more to work with there. A third of 36 is 12, so it could be up to $48. Okay, v'samchu tagri lud. And when they heard about this idea, they were very happy. Because they were able to go ahead and charge more. When the numbers are like that, it's not the biggest deal, but when the numbers are something is $360,000 and $12,000, you could charge, $120,000 is a third. So you could start into 360, 480, as opposed to 360, it would be 420,000, right? Anyway, they're very happy. Amar Lamas, Rabbi Tarfon said, Kol hayom mutter lachser, the entire day of the deal, you're able to go ahead and do, the one who got messed over with a no, they can go back on it, you know, on this deal. Amarlo, they said to him, Yaniach lana Rabbi Tarfon b'komeinu, let Rabbi Tarfon stay with us, v'chazal l'divrei chachamim, and then they return to go with the words of the chachamim. Strange switcheroo. They said, hey, we love Rabbi Tarfon. We're allowed to overcharge more, and we have more, and we're able to, in terms of the timing, it works out better for us. But then the Mishnah ends by saying, oh, but they ended up going like the Chachamim, which is 1/6, and the timing of showing it to someone. Itmar, Rav Amar, Shtus Mekach Shaninu, we learned that it's a sixth. Shmuel Amar, Shtus Mos Nami Shaninu. What we learned in the Mishnah is also that it applies where the amount was a sixth of the money that was actually paid. That is, Rav is explaining that shtus mekach shanino, the concept of shtus is talking about the mekach. So when you're going to buy something, you have to figure out what the value it is. Let's say it costs $36. So then that's the market value of something. And then you do a sixth more than that. That's called shtus. And Shmuel says, shtus maus nami shanino, not only the value of the product that's being bought, but also a sixth of the money that's paid. That is that when the Mishnah says a sixth of the of Maos, of I'm sorry, when it talks about the Shtus, like Rav said, Shtus Mekach, it's talking about the value of the item or the amount of the money that's actually paid. So what comes out is, if the amount that comes out to be the sixth is of the issue of fraud was a sixth of the value, or a sixth of the amount that's paid, we still have ona, and therefore what we got to do is the amount of the how much went up or down, aka fraud, has to be given back, right? But the sale's a good sale, so let's break it out. Shavi shisa bechamsa, if something is worth six and it was sold for five, so then the seller is one who got messed over there by 1/6, 1/6, one less than that, then Shavi Shita B'Shiva, or if something was six and it was sold for seven and the buyer is the one who got messed over, Kuli Amalo Pligi Debasar Mecha Chazin, and we go according to the value of the thing that was bought. V'onavi, and that's considered ona, and therefore the sale's a good sale, but the amount that was frauded has to get paid back. Keep Ligi, where's the Machlokas? What happens? Shavi Chamsha B'Shisa. Let's say something is worth five and it was sold for six. So the buyer paid a fifth more than the value of it. And v'shavi shiva b'shisa, and if something is worth seven and it was sold for six, that the seller underpaid by a seventh of the value. L'shmul damer baser moses, and according to Shmoses, we go according to the money that's paid, idiv ido na'av, both these cases are na. L'rav damer baser mekachas, and we go according to the value of the thing that's bought, shavi chumsha b'shisa, if something was worth five and it was sold for six, bito mekachavya. That's a bito machia, right? Either weren't able to back out. Shavi shiva b'shisa, something was worth seven, it was sold for six, mechila havia, that's called machal. Then the one who's messed over is he's mochel the amount that he lost out on. Shmuel Amar, kirmin mechilo bito mekach. When do we say that this is mochel? He waves getting the money, or that it's a mvuto? Hechad aleka shtus mishnei tzadim. Only where there's no issue of a sixth from either side. In other words, it's not. It never reaches a sixth of the real value. Or a sixth of the money that ends up getting paid. Avalhecha the ikah shtus mitzarechad, if there's shtus from either one of them, ona'avi, it's considered ona'a. That's where their machlokas is. Talk to the Gemara. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah that this is a Mishnah that when we said ona'a, arba kesef me'esim v'arba kesef asal, it's our Mishnah. We learned that ona'a dalet kesef. Where the amount is that there's a sixth of the mekach. My love, the zubin shavi esrim esrim ba'arba. And we're not talking about a case that the seller sold something worth 20, and now he sold it for 24. And if that's the case, he paid how much? Four is a fifth of the value of it. But a sixth of the amount that's paid, right? Because something's 20. Four, overpaying four means that the one-fifth of the value of the item would be four. So now you paid four, but the amount of that's actually paid in total comes out to being one-sixth. Ushma mino, shtus mos, namishninu. What comes out from here, this is a raya for Shmuel, that it also includes shtus mos. So not a raya. Low. The Zabin Shavi Esrim Va'arba Be'esrim. The case the Mishnah is talking about where he sold something was worth 24 for 20. And therefore, the seller was underpaid by 4, which is a sixth of the value of the item itself. If you don't have a raya to look at your way, Rashi says, the Havali Shtos LaMekach. It's just for the Mekach itself. It's like Rav said straight up. Now, frankly, Amar, Mi Nisana Mocher. Who was Nisana in this case? That we just always point out, Mocher, the seller was the one who got messed over. Minasana Mocher, you say it's a Mocher, but Amos Seifa, let's go to the Seifa, Ad Mase Mutter Lachsir, until when is it Mutter for the guy who got messed over to go back and to revoke it? Bechdei Shiyar Letagro Lekrova, to go show it to a merchant or his relative. Amr Benachem says, Lo Shano El Lokeach. The Mishnah is telling us, teaching that only in reference to the Lokeach, the one, the buyer that got messed over, of a mocher, leolam choser, but a seller, he can always go back on it. And the Rashi says, it'll come on the first time, it's going to explain exactly why that is the case. So what do you see? Since the Mishnah puts a time limit for going back on it, it has to be talking about a case which the buyer who got messed over, not the seller that got messed over. So the Gemara says that shows a different case, that the buyer is the one who got messed over, and still it works with Rav. El Dezabin Shave Esrim V'Arba Be'Esrim Utmanya. The case is that we could say that he sold something that was 24 for 28. So the buyer overpaid by 4, which comes out to a sixth of the value of the actual thing being sold. Says Rashi, Dehavili Shtos Lamekach. Vinisana lokeach, it comes out to be a shtus, 1/6. And again, the buyer is one who ended up overpaying over here. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. We're going to pick it up next time on trying to bring a raya for Shmuel from our Mishnah. Till then, I want to tell you all a great, great day.